Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Bill Connerly is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. William B. Connerly, Ph.D. Dr. Connerly is principal of Connerly Consulting. He helps business leaders make better profitability decisions all around the world. He is the author of Bizonomics, From the Headlines to Your Bottom Line, How to Profit from Any Economic Cycle. And he's a member of our Brain Trust. Bill Connerly, welcome back to the show.
Jim, good being with you.
It's good to have you back. Bill, I'm a little bit hacked off, a little bit irritated at Wall Street, I guess I should say. And the reason is because I think Wall Street and all of the tangents off of Wall Street, all the securitization of mortgages, the subprime sector of the mortgage industry, all the hedge funds organizations, all those guys, they're all derivatives of Main Street. Nothing that they do can happen until a salesperson asks a customer if they'll buy.
Yeah, that's right.
And the customer says yes. But yet, if you watch any of the stock shows, if you watch anything on Wall Street, any discussion about Wall Street, when do you ever hear anybody say anything about a customer? And so what's happening is, and I'm really concerned about this, Bill, is what we have here is Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street. It's a derivative. All these securities and all the different instruments, all the high finance, it's really a derivative of what's happening on Main Street. And yet it's the tail that's wagging the dog. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. When you talk to the folks on Wall Street, they think they're the center of the universe.
Yep.
And that if they're not feeling really well, the Fed ought to take care of them. But when I look at what's happening in businesses, I have not seen any evidence that the subprime financing crisis has spread over to good businesses.
Right.
Or good consumers.
Mm-hmm.
People who want to put 20% down and have adequate income are still getting mortgages. And one of my clients, my business clients, is a company that I think is fairly risky, and they're currently negotiating for more bank loans, and their bankers are happy to talk to them. They're not shying away from lending to a company that is fundamentally sound. So there's no spillover yet from the Wall Street crisis on the mainstream, which says to me the Federal Reserve doesn't have to do anything.
I bought a house 2 years ago, and I could have bought, the circumstances were possible in the marketplace for me to have bought two or three times as much house as I bought.
Yeah.
And I mean, I could have gotten the mortgage, the credit, for that kind of a loan. And at that moment would have been something I could have afforded. But we didn't even think about that because I knew that the chickens come home to roost on those things. And I didn't need that kind of headache in the future. But a lot of people didn't do that. They made some bad decisions and now the chickens have come home to roost and they're having to pay for that. But the thing that gets me is I'm trying to remember what I heard today, I guess it was, on television, one of the so-called stock talking heads, one of the financial talking heads, was talking about the fact that the marketplace was going to get jittery because of what's happening to stocks, and that's the way it always is. That the stock market is, the equities are getting, you know, when they get jittery and start getting frenetic, that affects the stock market. I mean, the Main Street. That affects, you know, regular businesses. And I said, you know what? What's wrong with that picture? It ought to be the other way around.
Yeah, and you know, it is. My colleagues in the academic side of economics have looked at how volatile are stock market prices compared to how volatile are plain old business earnings.
Yeah, yeah.
And Wall Street is far more volatile than it should be based upon the underlying volatility of business. So they're taking small problems, they're blowing them into giant mountains, and you know, it's a Wall Street issue.
Well, remember about a week and a half ago when on one, I guess it was Friday, maybe it was last Friday, I don't remember, stock market swung like 300 or 400 points in one day,
right?
And then ended up, you know, fairly even. Well, you know, I looked around my business and we didn't do that. Stand by, here we go, we're gonna take a quick break. Bill Connolly is our guest. He and I will be right back. His book is called Bizonomics. We've got a lot more to talk about. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Dr. William Connolly, the author of Bizonomics. Bill, give us your website, please, and tell us where your book's available.
Yeah, Jim. The website is bizonomics.com, and that's spelled B-U-S-I-N-O-M-I-C-S, bizonomics.com. And the book is available either on the website or Borders, Barnes & Noble, and if you've got a good local bookstore, the book's right there.
Did you coin that term, Bizonomics?
Yeah, and, you know...
Have you trademarked it?
Yes, Bizonomics
Good.
Is trademarked, and
Good.
I actually
Good.
Came up with it before that book, Freakonomics, came out, but I had the book half written, and then the phone started ringing with my consulting clients needing help, and it took 3 years for me to help them enough that I had time to finish the book. So.
To get them to leave you alone, huh?
isn't it awful when you're trying to do something, but the phone
I know,
rings with business?
Well, those darn customers, you know, they just won't leave you alone. Bill... I like saying that if Shakespeare were here today, if he came back, he would say, yeah, well, first thing we do, we still kill all the lawyers. But the second thing, and this is the part he left out because they didn't have him in those days, he would say, but the second thing is we kill all the stock analysts. See, I think the marketplace would be a better place if CEOs never gave guidance to stock analysts. What do you think?
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking to the CFO of a substantial bank, and I said, what are you being asked about on your conference calls? And he laughs and says, we don't do conference calls.
Good for them.
Good for them, I agree.
Good for them. I think, because see, the thing is, it's you know, the more stock analysts demand guidance, and then they start doing their calculations and their assumptions, the farther away a company gets from being able to serve the customer.
That's right, and the company starts going into the quarter-to-quarter bit about, oh, we need to pump up sales because it's the last day of the quarter. You know, a company that's not publicly traded doesn't do that.
That's right. You know, my favorite story, Bill, is Google a year or so ago, in 06, I think it was, first quarter, I guess, or I've forgotten when it was, within the last year or so, they made more total dollars of profit than any company in the history of the planet Earth.
Hmm.
But they missed the analyst's number by one penny, and their stock went down.
Right.
Now, if that isn't an indictment of the stock analyst's infrastructure, I don't know what is.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, what are we going to do about, as small business owners, how do we benefit from all? I mean, I think as a small business owner, I mean, I look around and I laugh at this kind of stuff because this isn't the kind of thing that's happening in my business. But I do have to deal with it because I have big business customers.
Right. Well, I think that the key lesson for small business owners is that when you're in good times or at least decent times, that's the time to lay the groundwork so that you have the flexibility to get through hard times. And one of the things businesses need to be doing in this current environment, which is fairly good, in most parts of the country, is make sure that you're set for a downturn. And I would say, why don't we think a little bit about making sure your financing is in place? If business goes south and you're going to need a little bit more credit to get through some hard times, do you have the line of credit?
Go ahead and establish that extra headroom for credit in case you need it.
That's right, and do it before things turn bad.
Yes.
Because the bankers don't want to talk to you once things do turn bad.
Right, and especially the fact that once you really need it, you might not look quite as attractive as you do today. Get them to make the commitment. Tell them, actually say to them, now guys, you know, if things soften up a little bit, this is how I'm going to look in 6 months, but this is when I'm going to need you the most.
That's right, and there's a flip side to it, which is if things get better than we're expecting right now and you have a surprise flurry of orders, for many businesses that's stressful to the balance sheet because you'll be laying out money for inventory, for mm-hmm. labor before you get paid.
Right.
And you may need that line of credit available now.
Yeah, absolutely. Negotiate and anything you have right now with a bank that is coming due in the next 6 months, I'd go ahead and go on in there and see if I couldn't renew it now and get it extended and turn a 6 month note into a 2 month note, 2 year note or something like that if I could. What do you think, Bill?
Absolutely. And this is a fairly light time because a lot of people do their line extensions around the end of the year.
Right.
So your banker isn't too busy right now, and I think you're right. This is a good time to see the banker.
Are you seeing any kind of a tightening of credit out
no.
there for small business?
And I have been specifically asking my clients about this, and I've been asking my banker friends about this, and I see no evidence of a tightening of credit for credit-worthy customers. If you are subprime, credit has gotten a lot tighter.
That's been my experience, too, and I had a magazine called me a few days ago, and they wanted to write an article about how credit was tightening up, and because of, you know, they literally assumed because of the subprime meltdown that was going to cause small business. They made a direct connection with small business credit availability, and they were going to write an article about that. And they said, "Can you comment on that?" And I said, "Yes, I can, but you won't like what I have to say."
And they probably won't quote you because
they didn't even. We didn't finish the conversation.
That's right. And I think that if a small business owner wants to be his own economist, keep in touch with other small business owners. And if you hear that credit is being tightened up from your
right.
friends, then that's when you need to start hunkering down.
Check. How many times have you heard me say that, folks? Check your position. Don't watch CNBC. Talk to your neighbors. Talk
Absolutely.
To your customers. Tintel, right back with Dr. Bill Connerly. He's the author of Bizonomics. It's a good one. I recommend it. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and the archives of those shows. Individual interviews like the one we're doing right now with Dr. William Connerly, author of Bizonomics. You can get later today, you can get this interview all by itself, no commercials, and you can podcast it if you want to. And all the other interviews that I'm going to do today and the ones I've done all the way back to 1999, we've been archiving, since then. And, of course, you can also find my newsletter there, which you can subscribe to. We send it out every week on Sunday by email, get you ready for the week ahead. The blog is updated every weekday. We got thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, lots of stuff that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Do you have a question? Do you have a pain? Are you frustrated about something? Go to AskJim.biz. That's our other website. That's our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get small business answers now. And I encourage you to check that out when you get a chance. Bill Connerly, as I said, is our guest, and we're talking about the economy. And, you know, Bill, one of the things that's going on right now is all of these hedge funds, all of these subprime people, all of these people on Wall Street are really getting kind of shrill at the Fed. In fact, I heard some people in the last 24 hours who were really irritated at the Fed. I actually heard one guy say, This is incredible, Bill. Now everybody knows that the Fed has one prime directive, and that is to control inflation.
Right.
That's really the only thing that they're here to do. They have one big job, and maybe, you know, that's at the A level. And then they have some other B and C level jobs. But I actually heard a guy this week say, you know, the Fed just can't seem to get off this idea about controlling inflation. You know, I couldn't believe that he was saying that. He actually was a guest on one of these shows, and he was saying that. But these guys believe that they've gotten themselves into a bind with all this subprime stuff and how it's rippled through the world, and that the Fed should bail them out. We've got a big business. Some people in this country seem to have a victim mentality, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. And Wall Street's problem is they know that somebody's holding a bag of bad mortgages because they help facilitate those bad mortgages, but they don't know who's holding the bag. And if you look at the financial statement, you know, when you get an annual report from a corporation, the balance sheet may show a line item for mortgage-backed securities, but you and I cannot tell, or Wall Street cannot tell, if those mortgage-backed securities are good quality stuff with the 20% down, or if they're the toxic waste of the mortgage industry. And so Wall Street has just been saying, hey, anybody who has any kind of bag at all, we're going to shy away from. So they don't understand what's going on themselves.
Well, and see, small business doesn't understand any of that, because when we get ourselves into a bind, there is no white knight come running in to help us out.
Nobody's going to bail me out if I mess up my business?
No, they're not. Now, that's not to say that you're not going to get help.
Right.
I wouldn't be here today, Bill, if it weren't for my bank. My bank has been steadfast with me. They loaned me money probably when I wouldn't have loaned me money.
Right.
But years ago when we were getting things going. But still, you know, but they believed that I was going to show up to work every day. I had to do something to convince them that I was going to show up for work every day to work myself out of whatever challenges I'd gotten myself into. And that's what small business owners do every day.
Absolutely.
And that's the reason why I you know, it still blows me away that, you know, the media have virtually no interest in what's going on in small business. And the truth is, they ought to be holding small business up as a shining beacon of how to behave in the marketplace.
You know, we were talking about economic development in my hometown of Portland, Oregon, and wondering why there is not more new businesses starting. And I said, look at the media. Look at what we celebrate. Mm-hmm. We don't celebrate small business.
That's exactly right. And you can say that till your ears turn blue, and the local newspaper probably still won't print anything about it.
Yeah, I was actually saying that to a magazine publisher as I thumbed through their magazine, talking about environmental initiatives and golf courses. And I said, where in your magazine is anything about new business ideas or innovative small business owners? And they got kind of sheepish on me.
Right, absolutely. Bill, give us your website again, please.
Yeah, bizonomics.com. That's spelled BUSINOMICS. I've got a free monthly newsletter that some of the listeners might like, and you can sign up on that website, and also books and audio products that
might
be helpful.
Please, folks, go there and sign up for Bill's newsletter. I promise you, you'll like it. The book is called Bizonomics. Put a .com on the end. That's his website. Thanks, Bill, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Good talking with you, Jim.
Bill Connerly, ladies and gentlemen. That's Connerly with one N. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.